The street really made me feel like I was home again. You know, you can always count on your children to give you tremendous chizik and positive inspiration all the time. So my son Yaakov heard that I was going to deliver Sifas Musa, so his first words to me were, you know, Weinberger spoke last week, that's a pretty tough act to follow. Thanks so much for that. I know, I've listened to him many times. But in truth, Yaakov wasn't the only person perplexed about why I was actually asked to come deliver a Sifas Musa here at Yeshiva University. It's well known that Yeshiva University is home to tremendous Gedolei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, Mashpiim, Tzadikim. So it's a good kasha. The kasha is a good kasha. And I sort of, part of me feels sorry that all of you have to interrupt Night Seder to listen to me. The male, if you have Rabbi Schechter, Rabbi Twersky, Warrior Rabbi, Rabbi Willig, all the other great Russian yeshivas, Rabbi Weinberger, I mean, but it's not a good kasha. It's a very hard act to follow, and what am I doing here? But the truth, as I was thinking about that more, there might actually be a little bit of a positive twist on that. It's true. I am not like your Russian yeshiva. And I am not a big Talmud Chacham like your Rosh Yeshiva, and I am not a big Tzaddik like your Mashpiim. And maybe that makes it better for me to be giving the Sifas Musa, or at least to have somebody like me giving the Sifas Musa, because I'm pretty much just like you guys. So when a big Tzaddik comes up, a big Talmud Chacham comes up and gives the Sifas Musa, somebody could say, that Tzaddik, he doesn't know who I am. He's talking big madrigas. He's talking in the Olamas El Yoyim. He's talking in the Svarim HaKdoshim. He's talking madrigas that I'm not shy of to. But when I get up here, you have no excuse. I'm holding in the same place that you are. Adrabba, I'm Makani you. You're sitting and learning, hopefully at least 2 Svarim a day. Some of you maybe 3 Svarim a day. I'm Makoshi sitting, you know, 1 Seder and a half a day. So you're probably on a higher material where I am. So maybe if my words have somewhere to resonate, maybe Adarab, there could even be more Toels in a certain sense. Because me, you can't discount my words. I'm the same as you. I'm holding in the same place that you are. As Rabbi Dickin said, I'd like to dedicate the words I'm going to share with you tonight to Avi Mori, Zecharon Levracha, Harav David Tzvi, and Harav Yosef Hareini Kaparas Mishkago. And I believe that that's very, very appropriate because it's really in the zchus of my father that I first came to Yeshiva University in 1981 as a 14-year-old high school freshman. Even though my father did not attend the Beis Medrash of Yeshiva University, went to graduate school here, but he didn't attend the Beis Medrash. My father was really largely a member of the Olam HaYeshivos. He studied in RJJ, went to Beis Medrash in RJJ. In camp, he was always involved more in the yeshivish world. We're a big Maganam family. At the time, I was attending Breuers, although I went to Moriah until 5th grade, but I was attending Breuers in middle school. So it was really a very, very distant possibility that I would actually end up. I was actually registered in 4 different high schools before I actually came to MTA, all of them in the more yeshivish world. It was like in May where something hit my parents and decided to send me to MTA. And I think what ultimately brought my parents to send me to MTA, which was of course for me a life-defining and a life-changing decision, I think really it was that my father was someone who just had the most incredible Avos Yisrael, like someone who I never saw. I never saw it in anybody before him or since. Simply, he never met a Jew that he didn't love. Maybe there was one or two. But he never really met a Jew that he didn't love. And he had a tremendously broad perspective on the world. He didn't feel like it was only one way. There was Shimon Panel Torah. There were 12 tribes in Klal Yisrael. La Harbi Drachim La Makom. My father was somebody who studied math. My My mother likes to joke, when she married him, she thought that she was marrying a math guy. They were going to, you know, make some money. Maybe they were going to have, things were going to be a little bit more miraculous. My father loved to play ball. My father used to take us to ball games. My father had a very, very broad perspective. And I think his Abbas Yisrael stemmed from that as well. I think what he, why he wanted me to be in this kind of an atmosphere is because this was my father, who he was at his core. He was an Oy Yisrael. He loved all Jews. And I think he felt that in this Mosa, in this place, is a place that preaches tolerance to all kinds of Jews, that it's not so pashut, that not, Yiddishkeit is not, you don't have to be put into one box to be a God-fearing, a Yirei Shamayim, and Oved Hashem. And so it's really, I think it was because of my father and my mother, L'Havdil Ben Chaim L'Chaim, their perspective that set me to the beginning of my 13 years in this very, very special institution. So I have tremendous hakaras hatov to my parents, to my father, Mahavil, and time and time to my mother, and for sending me here and for giving me my ikur yanika, my ikur hashkafa sachai, my ikur connection to Torah. I can't say in this case better, we never had something so fancy, But it certainly in the antecedents of this Beis Medrash, and I have a car, tremendous hakaras hatov to the yeshiva, to my parents for sending me to the yeshiva, and to the yeshiva for giving me my hashkafas l'chaim. And I think that this point by itself is a very, very important point to think about around the Yom HaNarayim. We call him Arachim al Abrios, Arachim lo min hashamayim. And Kohenu v'Kohenu, many Mamari Chazal, right? If we're done, people l'kav sechus, if we look for the good in people, my father was such an incredible expert at only seeing the good in people. So we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also only see the good in us. This is a very, very important thing to remember. It's not the time during Chodesh Elul, as we approach the Yemei Hadin, the Yom HaNarayim, it's not the time to start pointing out the deficiencies in people. My father didn't see deficiencies in anybody. He had what I've been talking about a lot, the Ayin Tov, for those who have heard me speak over the last couple of months about my father. He excelled at having an Ayin Tov, and I think that this yeshiva excels at that a lot better than many other yeshivos. And so I have a Hakaras HaTov, so it's appropriate that I dedicate my words tonight to my father's memory. I'm going to speak about very, very, very well-known psukim, so it would hopefully give you maybe something to think about these psukim. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechok ani. Lo v'ashamayim nimeimar mi'av alano ha-shamayim v'yikachah alano v'yashmi'in osa v'na'asena. V'lo me'ivr la'yom nimeimar mi'av alano le'ivr ha-yom yikachah alano v'yashmi'in osa v'na'asena. Ki karo v'lecha adam ra'o v'ficho v'vavcha la'asosem. Yiduim divrei ha-ramban, who quotes two explanations on what this pasuk is referring to, a very strange pasuk in the middle of nowhere. The Torah is saying, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, as if we're all supposed to know what mitzvah it's talking about. So Yiduim Divrei HaRamban, who says, he quotes two explanations. His first explanation is, what does it mean, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, that we would have a havamina that it's not very, very difficult, but the Torah is telling you, you don't have that havamina that it's so difficult, but it's actually very, very easy. So the Ramban's first shot is, Al klal mitzvah satorah. Quote, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos al kol ha-torah kula. Al kol ha-torah kula. And a person might think that a life of Torah mitzvos is very, very difficult. It's in the heavens, it's in Eber Layam. But in fact, it's not so difficult. And the Ramban rejects this shot. He doesn't like that explanation. And the Ramban says that it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. So I'd like to focus on the words of the Hamikdavar. The first part of my words are going to focus on the words of the Netziv. The Netziv asks a number of questions on the Ramban. He asks questions about the context. How did the Ramban say it's talking about Kol HaTorah Kula? If you look at what the Torah was talking about in the Pesukim before, in Ki ha-mitzvah hazos means what I was just talking about, it doesn't say that we're talking about Kol HaTorah Kula. But then the Netziv asks one particular question, which is going to be the question I'm going to focus most of my remarks on tonight. It's a question that I'm not sure most people who've probably heard these psukim spoken about many times, I'm not sure most people focus on this particular question. I found it to be a very interesting question. Here I'll quote. He says, question number two that the Netziv asks against the Rambam. Eino muvan ikar ha-parsha, she-omer she-lo nasho, she-kosha l'kayim ha-mitzos, k'mo she-hiba she-mayim v'meir al-yam, elahi kalam o'od. Says the Netziv, the language of the Pasuk is very, very strange. That we would have a hada, whatever the Pasuk is talking about. Well, he's now, in his first kash, he's really focusing on Ramban's first shot that is talking about klal kol Torah kula. He says, I don't understand that the Torah should have said that a person would have a hadamin about something, about anything, that's so difficult, it's miserably impossible to do. And in the end, the maskana said, it's actually so easy. It's the easiest thing you ever heard of. The Netziv says, people don't speak like that. It doesn't make sense to speak like that. Kal v'chomer, he says, the Torah shouldn't speak like that. Just to understand what is kasha, is to bring it down a little bit more, to make it more understandable, is that there are filo adamei homin l'chaveiro, al tashov kachel kachel b'davi she'adas toeh v'roi lachshov kein, mikol shekein ha-mikra. In other words, what the Netziv is asking is, if the hadamin is such a good hadamin, and that a life of Torah mitzvahs is so miserably difficult, well then what's the maskana? Are people really that stupid? That they think about things that they're so miserably difficult, and in reality they're actually so evidently easy, so incredibly easy. People aren't stupid. The Torah doesn't give us any credit. That don't think the Torah of Mitzvahs is miserably difficult, but in fact, in reality, it's so easy. And Faker goes, if the Habamina is correct, that Torah, a life of Torah Mitzvahs is really miserably difficult, so what's pshat in the maskana? That it's actually so easy. And if you tell me that the maskana is true, that it's in fact so easy, well then how could you have such a halakha that it's so miserably difficult? So asks the Netziv on the Ramban's first pshat, that it's al klal ha-Torah kula. Furthermore, even on the second pshat, that it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, so he asks also in a similar vein. He asks, what's the halamina that it's so difficult? And we could, again, the Netziv doesn't come out and say, but we could ask really the same kasha that the Netziv asked in the first way. It doesn't come out and ask it quite exactly the same way, but it boils down to the same question. Even saying it's tshuva, what I'm shy of you saying the pasuk. How could the Torah have a halamina that the mitzvah of tshuva is so miserably difficult, if on Aspada it's so incredibly easy, it's right in front of you. Kikara v'la adorim ha'od, v'izol, v'vavcha l'asosu, it's so easy. What's pshat with the halamim and the maskana? So asks the mitzvah. As a result of this kasha, primarily this kasha, he has a couple of other kashas in context. As a result of this kasha, the Netziv understands this pasuk. It's interesting, the Netziv's maskana is not so much different than the Ramban, but the Netziv writes that he thinks ki hamitzvah hazos refers to two elements, both of which are actually in the pasuk that comes right before this in the Torah. What's the pasuk that comes right before ki hamitzvah hazos? Hazos means what we just spoke about in the last pasuk. What's the last pasuk? Last pasuk is ki sishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha b'shmor mitzvosav b'chukosav haksuva b'sefer haTorah hazeh. That's the first half of the pasuk. Ki sashuv Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshach. Bali tefila yom narayim don't usually accept these kind of speaking engagements right before Rosh Hashanah, so you have to bear with it. Says the Netziv, he thinks that the Ki HaMitzvah Hazos is talking about Iyun HaTorah V'Dikdukba. That's the first half of the pasuk. It's talking about Iyun HaTorah V'Dikdukba, which we will translate as analysis of Torah and being medakdek, being careful about every prat.
in Yibud HaTorah and Tshuva Me'Avo. Again, not that much different than Rabbah's group Shatan, but and Tshuva Me'Avo, a specific type of Tshuva. Again, where does he see that in Pesukim? The second half of the pasuk is again key. It's separated by key. Key to Shema B'Kol Hashem Lechav Bishmar Mitzvah Sotah Kusav Aksubah B'Sefer HaTorah. You're going to have to learn the Torah in order to know how to be shomer, all the details of the mitzvos. And then, Kisa Shlita L'Hashem Elokecha B'chol Yedat Chol Chonash Ma says in Tzim Tshuva Me'ava. When a person returns to Hashem with all of his heart and all of his soul, that's only from Tshuva Me'ava. And says, and it would seem to me that this idea of the Netziv, and the way he's going to explain it, is a very, very important thing, particularly for B'nai HaYeshiva, to think about as we approach the Yom HaDin, the Yimei HaRatzon. And I'm sure so many of us over the last couple of weeks have been contemplating improvement. And I've often commented about the Netziv's commentary on Chumash. It seems to me that the Netziv found a remez to Limud HaTorah in every single halacha in the Torah. Basically, you have to identify the Netziv, like every Shabbos, one talk about was Limud HaTorah. Of course, he was a Rosh Hashiva, that's what he did. I mean, that's what he talked about. That's what the people are doing. The Netziv, somehow, you could be talking about, I don't know, the Tilas Lul, it's always not all talking about Talmud Torah. You could be talking about the Pirah of Rosh Hashiva, it's a remez to Talmud Torah. But here, I think the Netziv's words are very, very germane to B'nai Torah, B'nai Yeshiva particularly. Because many, if we'll be honest with ourselves, B'nai Torah, B'nai Yeshiva, if we'll be honest with ourselves, we will admit that many of us very, very often feel that when we engage in Iyun HaTorah B'Dikdukba, it mamish feels to us like it's Bashamayim and Me'eber Layom. And it's very easy for a Ben Yeshiva when approaching the Sefes Balakama or approaching a new year of Limud HaTorah, it's very, very easy for a Ben Yeshiva, especially when he sees the Gedolei Torah and he sees the Chashuvei Beis HaMedrash, who somehow the learning seems to come so easy to them. He sees his Rabbeim, he sees the older boys, the older Bachrim, who've been sitting and learning for a long time. He looks at all the details of Bava Kama and he says, so many Dafei Gemara, the Torah is Rechava Min Hayam, how difficult it is in Bava Kama to get through one daf of Gemara, to really understand it well, to really be able to say it over klar, not just declaring it, but to really know it. The Ben Yeshiva says, I have obligations and commitments to college, I have courses to take, my time is limited, I'm pulled in a million directions. We have a Rebbe in our yeshiva, I'm fond of quoting him all the time, Rabbi Bolson. He likes to tell the boys in high school, reading one daf of Gemara is harder than the hardest AP courses. It's so complicated. I've often commented that the reason why the Chazal inserted in the Birchas HaTorah the words V'harev na Hashem Elokeinu Zvi Yisrael. Why did the Chazal have to insert those words? Hashem, please make this sweet for me. It's because Chazal understood that it's not so pashut. It's not so easy that it be sweet all the time. V'harev na, we beg of Hashem, please help me see sweetness in this. So it's easy for a person to think that Iyun HaTorah the Dikdukba is not shaykh for them. And then Netziv says that there are two primary reasons that people think that Iyun HaTorah the Dikdukba is not shaykh. One of them is that they think it's bashamayim. It's beyond my comprehension. It's just too difficult. It's too complicated. It's too involved. And the other is Me'eber Layom. I can't find the Ma'amar Chazal. What is an Iyun problem and what is a Rikiyas problem? Bashamayim means that it's just beyond my comprehension. It's too difficult, it's too esoteric, it's too sublime. And the other problem is it's Me'eber Layom. I can't find it. I don't know who said it. I don't have the Rebbe I don't know the rabbi, I don't know where to find the Ma'amar Chazal. I once heard it, but I don't really have it clear.
Says the Tzid, this Halamina is in fact correct. It's true. It's not a sphere that we have a Halamina that it's impossible, and the Maskana is that it's in fact so, so easy. It's true, it's not a contradiction. The Torah's not talking to people who aren't capable, thinking, intelligent people. Both are true. The Havamina that it's impossible is true. And the Maskana that it's so easy is true also. What's the pshat? Says that it's it. If you read the pasuk carefully, it says, Lo niflesi mimcha. From you it's lo niflesi. What do you mean from you? Says the pasuk, we say it every morning. Magid devarek liyakov, chukav u'mishpatav liyisrael, lo asachem chalkai, u'mishpatim bal yidavon. To a scholar from the world who tries to approach Torah, learning Torah, a scholar, a very, very intelligent, smart person, it's unintelligible. It's so complicated, it's so difficult. It's very difficult. But Magid devarek liyakov, yeah, to a person with a high IQ, a scholar, Torah study is very difficult. But it's lo niflesi mimcha, from you, says that it's it. Klal Yisrael has a special siyata d'shmaya. Klal Yisrael were born and created with the DNA that has a special siyata d'shmaya to be one with the Torah. Like the famous words of the Zohar, Yisrael v'oraisa chadhu. If you look at the Gemara in Bechoros on Daf Ches, a complicated Gemara there about the elders of Greece who had a discussion with one of the Talmidei Chachamim, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Yisrael, I don't want to go into the details of it now, that Yisrael him bar mazle shel haTorah. Says that it's it. Even though it's complicated, even though it's difficult, even though the study of Torah is not exactly the same thing like the disciplines of math and science and computers, a Jew has special siyata d'shmaya to limud haTorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed it in the nature of every Jew. Like the famous words of Rav Soloveitchik on the Gemara in Nida, where Rav Soloveitchik talked about why the Malach teaches the fetus Kala Torah Kula in the womb, only to have him forget it later. What's the whole point of teaching it if you forget it? Said Rav Soloveitchik famously, because the Medrash is trying to teach that we have a natural, from birth, we were born with a natural propensity and tendency towards Limud haTorah. So it's not a sira. Yes, Divrei Torah, when you approach Baba Kama from the outside and you look at it, when you approach learning Torah B'Iyun, when you approach it looking from the outside, yes, it's unbelievably complicated. It's difficult. And any scholar who hasn't been blessed would have a miserably difficult time. But we have to believe that once we take a step in, once we start, and we learn little by little, more and more, we will have that special Siyata d'shmaya, that what seems complicated to most people can actually be very, very easy. Lo niflesi mimcha, from you, from Klal Yisrael. And the more a person learns, the more a person is mosif kedusha in himself. The more he learns, the more he soaks up kedusha, the more holy the person becomes, and the more siyata d'shmaya, the more easily he connects with Torah kedusha. And the Tziv says it like this: Shoresh Nishmas Yisrael Achuza B'Shoresh Nishmas HaTorah. The Shoresh Neshama of Klal Yisrael is connected with the Shoresh Nishmas HaTorah. We can understand that there are certain people whose minds work like a computer. We know people like this. We have Excel brains. I have a Word brain, but there are people who have Excel brains.
So usually those people do very well with computers. We can understand how somebody's mind, you have to know what your mind is trained for. Klal Yisrael's mind is trained for Talmud Torah.
We have to work, but if we work, Yogata u'matzas atami. And that's why we make the bracha, Asher bachar bon mikol ha'anim, v'nasam lanu es oroso.
It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this special siyata d'shmaya to be able to connect to Talmud Torah. Only after Asher bachar bon mikol ha'anim, only then, v'nasam lanu es oroso. Similarly, says the Netziv, in his second, the second shot that Ki HaMitzvah HaZos is talking about, he says it's talking about Tshuva Me'adah.
And the Netziv says the same thing when it comes to Tshuva Me'adah.
Tshuva Me'adah, to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. Love we tend to associate with people who are at least in the same ballpark, at least on the same kind of material. You could love somebody when there's a mutual, dual relationship, you can love somebody. But to love the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tshuva Me'adah.
We think it's Bashamayim. We think it's Me'ever Layom. But what's the other half of that Zohar? Not only is Yisrael the Oraisa Chayim, but Yisrael the Oraisa, the Kudsha Brichu Chayim.
We don't realize that even though it seems that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kirchof Mizra Mimara from us,
we don't realize. And Siv says, like, Kmo Abu Ben, like a father and son.
Baran Atem Hashem Elokechem, like a father and son. Even if the son has never seen the father, somehow, when a son gets reunited with a father, even if he's never seen him, there's some magical connection, there's some mystical connection that he feels like he's known him his whole life.
Says that it's, how does this happen? How does a person develop within himself Avas Hashem?
And those of you who know me well, it's like a lot of people in the room here are Hashem. They know why I connected very particularly to this comment of the Netziv. Says that it's, how does a person come to Avas Hashem? The first way he says, through singing Shiros Nesishbachos LaHashem, through Zimra, through song. That's how a person can develop
his Avas
Hashem, to help him with Tshuva Me'ava,
by singing Shiros Tishbachos.
And that's what the end of the Pasuk means. Lo Yiflesi Bimcha V'Lorach, you think Avas Hashem is so far away from you? Kikar Melech Adam Ra'or B'Ficha, says the Netziv. How is it Kikar B'Ficha? How does a person come to that Tshuva Me'ava? Through B'Ficha, through singing Shiros Tishbachos LaHashem, and through studying Torah with a niggun,
the rina, a rina shel Torah.
Look at it inside. I didn't make it up. I promise. I wouldn't lie. Certainly not in Chodesh Elul.
Zehu b'ficha va'ayidei rina shel Torah yias simchas haTorah va'avas Hashem hamevias ha'odom v'tshuva me'ava. And on the second point of rina shel Torah, when a person learns with a song, when he learns with excitement, you shall love Hashem with all your heart. How do you come to Avas Hashem b'chol levavcha? How do you do it? Through the study of Torah with the niggun. Stop just through singing Shiras and Shabbat Hashem by itself without the study of Torah, and through the study of Torah with the niggun. Says the Netziv, V'teva haTorah b'tein Avas Hashem b'leiv ha'amelba. It is the nature of Torah to implant Avas Hashem in the heart of he who studies it. However, says the Netziv, uvilvavcha la'asos v'kafichol v'lvavcha.
You have to study the Torah and sing the niggun b'dafka with the kavana to be Megadol your Avas Hashem. You have to sing those Shiros and Tishbachos Hashem and study that Torah with a niggun, dafka with the kavana, b'ficha, so as you're doing it, uvilvav chala asoso. You have to learn al menas to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holy Torah and find out about the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the universe, to be Megadol your love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That
tshuva me'ad. Because without studying with that kavana, says the Netziv, there are many, many people that sing lots and lots and lots of songs. Just click onto YouTube. You'll find many, many, many people singing shiurs tshuvos, and it doesn't affect an iota of their avas Hashem. Just singing shiurs tshuvos with Hebrew words doesn't mean that that's going to be megadol your avas Hashem. It has to be to sing a niggun, to sing a song bidafka with that kavana, to be megadol a person's avas Hashem, says that it's it. Then it becomes kikaro bilecha. You think, what? Where is he? Who is he? I can't see him. I can't touch him. I can't feel him. He's not a bar mazel at all. He's not shy. How do you have love? Sing the nigunim and study Torah with the nigun. Read a shal Torah. Kikaro bilecha. What seemed to you to be kirchok mizrach mimara. When you learn with that kavana, kikaro bilecha adaber mahol. The mashkiach of Karen Biavne, who I had the privilege of studying, Rav Rivlin, wrote many, many beautiful stars. And he has a different take on this pasuk. I'm going to close with this idea. In his star, in his sefer on the Yom Noray, he's being omen on this nekuda. How could this mitzvah, whatever it is, how could the halamina be that it's so difficult and the maskana be that it's so easy? And he says this pshat in the Ramban second pshat. It's talking about tshuva. It's not mechal tshuva, me'am tshuva. It's talking about tshuva like the Ramban says. And he quotes a line from Rav Kook in his Hakdamah to Oros HaTshuva. And Rav Kook says very simply, says Rav Kook, tshuva is both the easiest mitzvah in the world and the hardest mitzvah in the world. It's not a seer. They're both true. Tshuva is miserably impossible and tantalizingly easy at the same time. It's not a contradiction. And Rav Rivlin in his sefer, maybe we'll add to it a little bit, quotes a number of Ma'amari Chazal showing how tshuva is in fact so, so, so difficult. And a number of Ma'amari Chazal and Svaras about why tshuva is in fact so incredibly easy. Let's start with the hard stuff first. Tshuva makes no sense. A guy walks into a bar with an AK-47 rifle and he blows away 20 people. He comes in front of the judge and he says, "Your Honor, I did it. I killed 20 people. I really feel badly about it, and I hereby accept myself never to do it again." Straight to jail. Tshuva makes no sense. The Nevi'im are full of Ma'amarim. How do we understand? It makes no sense. Just because we feel badly about it, Kabbalah lost it, it wipes away the slate clean. It doesn't make sense to us. And to Jews, things that don't make sense, we don't like doing. Furthermore, how can we b'chal really do tshuva? Who of us really has a very detailed list of all the things that we did wrong in the past hour? Forget about it, the past month or in the past year. You could say to me every word of Lashon Hara that you said over the last 24 hours. You could say it to me right now. What did we do tshuva for? We have no idea what we said 3 months ago on the street corner to that person about that person. So, Vaspar, what are you talking about tshuva? How many of us really go through every single millisyllable of Lashon Hara that we spoke? Or every single inappropriate word that we spoke with visit? So what's tshuva all about? Really? We're going to say every Aveira? It's impossible. When we stand before the Baruch Hu Baruch Hashanah, we feel like a guy who owes $1 billion and he's paying with a $20 bill. Furthermore, all kind of change is so difficult. Change is so hard to Rabbi Salanto was famous for saying that it's easier to finish Shas than to change one bad mitzvah than real change. New Year's resolutions. Right? We're going to change all. We're going to say, actually, you're going to love your dad. I'll almost say, well, Yoshua Bachit, I say, oh, really? Really? You could be serious and get up there on Rosh Hashanah and say, actually, you're going to love your dad. I'm done. I'm finishing. Never going to happen again. Not me. Oh, never going to happen again. Really? Kabbalah lost it. Change. You know how many books are written about how impossible it is to change? I'm in the education business. All schools talk about is changing cultures. You know, it's like all the schools in the world are just sick. Because like every education book is about how do you change the culture? How do you change the culture? Because all the schools are just, they're all sick. So we got to change. How difficult change is. Change is impossible. It's very, very hard to change. So all these things. And not to mention the Gemara in the Sefer Sukkah. Yitzro shalada misgadra wa b'chol yom. So tshuva is so, so difficult. It's so, so hard. It's so miserably impossible. We think it's me'evar al-yom. We think it's b'shamayim. And we're right, says Rav Kook. We're right, says Rav Ruvlin in his sefer. It's the hardest of all the mitzvahs. So the halloween is not a difficult halloween. But on the other hand, we have other mamaris that talk about how easy tshuva is. Gemara Kiddushin. Hamakadish is ha'isha al-manas shani tzadik. Afilu Rosh Gomor Mikudeshes Shema Hira Tshuva Gdaito. One Machshava of Tshuva makes you a tzaddik. The Psikta de Rav Kahana was Chavei Mikavim Shadam Maharet Tshuva Miyadu Ola. Just a hero, one thought, one fleeting. Which one of us have such a hard stone that there's not going to be one moment in the whole Aseret to be tshuva, Rishoni and Giver. There's not going to be one moment in it to be Mahara. It's a little bit of tshuva. Pasuk in Kohelet says, Elokim asayas adam yashar. Behem abikshu chishmanos rabim. We say every morning, Elokai b'shamesh amasata b'tahori. We all want to be good. We have a deep-rooted desire inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be straight. We know we have a neshama tahora. Baal Shem Tov writes that the word chet has an aleph that's silent. Because chet is ches tes, but there's an aleph. Even when a person sins, there's the rabbonu shalom, there's the chelak elokav imal inside each person that wants to turn away the chet. We all deep inside want to be good. We have a natural tendency to want to be good. We're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We have holy DNA. Yisrael v'oraisa v'kutcher b'ichu chadu. La pesach atas roveitz v'elach ha-tshuva so v'ata tim shel bo. Tshuva is also so easy. It's our natural tendency. What's the end of that Gemara? Yitzchak shalot v'misgab v'lo b'chol yom v'ilmole ha-kodesh baruch v'ozer v'ein yachalo. What is Reish Lakish, who should know this better than anybody, teach us in the Sefer Menachos? I think it's in Daf Yomi, like 2 days from now. Habal Tar Messiah-lo, Shuva Elayva, Shuva Aleichem. When a person takes the first step, which seems miserably impossible, but Shuva comes and gives him the rest, and gives him the rest of the push. Habal Tar Messiah-lo, so. As we're going to read this Shabbos, V'shavta Hashem Lokecha, and then what happens? We take the first step. Where the Shari Tshuva writes in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid, Ha'es Es Ratzon Ba'Tfilah Nishmas Ba'Beis Lepaskin Yishai Ben Teschas. So what's the answer? Both are true. It just depends on your perspective. Someone who thinks it's too hard and he's right and it's miserably difficult, who stands on the outside, will remain on the outside forever. But someone who believes that despite how difficult it is, he takes the first step. He has that hero tshuva. As I try to recommend to people every Elul, please take one thing. Just change one little doable thing. One small thing that I say, next year I'm going to be different this one. It's got to be doable. Like, you know, 100% I'm capable of doing it. 1 year I accepted upon myself that when I say Asher Yotzer, I'm going to stop walking. I'm going to close my eyes and not move anywhere. Just say Asher Yotzer like that. One little thing. Maybe it's Shnayim Mikra. Maybe it's I'm not going to talk during Kaddish forever. Never. Come anything. Come Gehenna or high water. I am not talking during Kaddish. I don't care. Never, 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 never. One thing. I'm going to say the first paragraph of Benching with a Venture. One year I said, I'm going to bench with a Venture always. Great stories from Shach and Rabbi Yudin about that. Not the time of now. Most of you probably heard it from me. Right? And one thing. Because that's the one here of a Jew. Because that shows their emotion. You're really a different person. You're talking a different person. What's going to be our one thing this year? We're going to go before the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah without one thing. Because that one thing will mean Shuva Elayim or Shuva Aleichem. That's going to take the miserably difficult Shuva and make it all of a sudden something that the Shuva is going to come Havala Tire Messiah or so. Once you take one step and hear her Shuva, you're now a different person. You're a whole, I'm telling you, one Kabbalah can make a totally different thing. I once heard this beautiful explanation, I think from Rabbi Eisman, one of the Mashkich from Eretz Yisrael. I asked before, how could you have Kabbalah ala Asim? Boy, you're never going to speak Lashon Hara, so Rabbi Eisman said, maybe the pshat is that if last year I spoke 10 million words of Lashon Hara, I'm guaranteeing the Rebbe Shalom, this coming year it's going to be 9,999,000. That's beyond that you can do. It's going to be better. The whole sum total of my Lashon Hara, Tashin, Ayin, Ches, is going to be different than my Lashon Hara, Tashin, Ayin, Ches. Don't have the time to have to go into the rest. The worst Yetzirah, gentlemen, is the Yetzirah that says, I can't. I can't improve. I can't become better. There's nothing in the world. There's not one thing. There's not one thing that we can find to be better in. Maybe it's going to be that this year, when I walk into this base measures, I'm going to put my cell phone on airplane mode. I know you need your cell phone to look up every Meir Malkum, and I know every time you're talking, you're looking at yourself in the base measures, you're just looking up Meir Malkum. I know. Everything's just because you have a whole database and on the phone. Me too, I'm the same way. But put it on airplane mode. Lo alecha hamalacha ligmar, v'lo atev et chorin hibatel mimena, the Mishnah says the thing goes. They're both true. To really be osik and shuba, and to really change, that's miserably impossible. But the Rebbe Shem wants us to have the perspective that we can do a little bit. Because a little shuba is very, very doable. And once a person engages in a little shuba, he'll see. It'll have a ball of time, sign us, so it'll be Shuva Lai, Shuva Lai. May it be taka the will of the Rabbona Shalom, that each one of us is able to stand before the Master of the Universe this Rosh Hashanah, with one, at least one, hopefully more, but at least one thing that we say, Rabbona Shalom, this is gone, this we're going to be doing better. This I'm going to change in this respect. That's the Hiru Shuva. That's Eini Acher. I'm now a different person because this makes me a whole different person. And that's the Shuva. And hopefully with our Limud HaTorah, we should realize the tremendous Siyata Deshmaya that we have. And in the merit of our taking that step, the Rebbein Shalom should have to do what he has promised to do. Shuvu Elai, Shuvu Aleichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should bless each one of us. With the Shnas Barucha, Chayim, Shalom, Hatzlacha, Rabba, Baruchnius, and Bagashvus, may we all merit to see this year with our eyes, which Shia Tzakeinu coming, and barely remain on me. Thank you very much.